This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Strange seasons of God. We don't work with mustard a lot. I don't work with mustard a lot. And so it was a number of years before I really figured out how weird Jesus' parable here is. It wasn't until I was in Western North Dakota with farmers talking about weeds. And the farmers were pointing out some of the weeds that were growing in my yard, and one of them was mustard. I said, "Mustard? Yeah, one of the worst noxious weeds we've got." And here Jesus is talking about sowing weeds in a garden. Now maybe this is a different sort of mustard, but I don't think so. I think Jesus is trying to shake us up and say something truly strange here, because he often tries to say things that are truly strange in his parables, try to shock us awake a little bit. And here, a mustard seed that grows in a garden, and grows not into what you would expect, but into a tree. A tree where the birds of the air come make nests in its branches. This is mustard. This is a shrub. This is a weed. How strange, Jesus, this kingdom of God. What a strange, strange crop. And to be honest, Jesus, in this time, is entering into a strange, strange season. A strange season of his ministry where things are going to defy expectations. In this season of Lent, we talk about Jesus heading to Jerusalem, knowing that at the end of that road there is death and the crucifixion. Jesus tells his disciples this, tells them up before he goes up and gets transfigured on the mountain, tells them again when he comes down the mountain, tells them again as they are on their way to Jerusalem. And his disciples are wondering, why? What is this weird thing that we are experiencing? Sometimes God presides over strange seasons. Seasons like our changing weather. They call it global warming, but others call it global weirding. Our weather is more and more unstable. Last week we had a blizzard on Wednesday. This week it's going to be nearly 70 before dropping back down. The springtime brings a fluctuation of change in our weather. The stable nature of winter, at least we knew it was going to be cold, gets topsy-turvy. And sometimes we can walk outside and enjoy the sunshine, and sometimes we have to break out our shovels and dig out. There's a time for each of those things. like the writer of Ecclesiastes says, for everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. But in this list of seasons, in this list of times that we get, it can be easy to get lost in the poetry of it and not be shocked by the truth, but also the tragedy of it. A time to be born and a time to die. A time for breaking down. A time for killing. A time for mourning. A time for losing. A time not to embrace. A time for tearing. And a time for hating. A time for war. These seasons of hate and war are strange seasons. Strange periods of humanity, strange forces at work in and amongst the people of our world. These are curious, weird times. Times when we might wonder, why, God? Why do we need a time for this? Why do we need a time for war and a time for hate? What is the point of it? Why do we need a time for death? Why do we need a time for sickness? This last Sunday at brunch, we talked about some of the big seasons of our lives, asked a question, if you had to divide your life up into a before and an after, what would be the key event that changes things? For me, it was certainly when my son was born. Like many parents, having a child changes your life forever. And Eden was a little bit extra of a child. He came with a genetic disorder. He came with lots of extra tests and stress and worry and challenge. And then the ways that that worry and that stress and that challenge reverberated throughout our family, impacting our mental health, impacting our everything. It was a strange, unknown time. It wasn't normal. And that's what something strange is, right? It's just something that's not normal. As humans, our bodies and I think our spirits, we just want normal. We go to therapy just so that we can get normal again. Just so we can function. We want things to be stable. Our bodies desire a homeostasis. That's why it's so hard to lose weight. Because your body just wants you to stay the same. That's why it's so hard to change. Because our bodies and our hearts and our minds just want the status quo. We want what's expected. But sometimes what we have known, sometimes what we know is not the fullness of what could be known. Is not the fullness of who we are or what is up with the world. Sometimes there's a reason for things to get strange. Jesus enters the pathway to Jerusalem, leading his disciples down a strange road. A strange road where at the end of it, he will finally have no more power. In the Gospels, you can look and The miracles of Jesus are happening all the time, all over the place, healing and casting out demons and teaching. And then when he gets to Jerusalem, the miracles just stop. All of his power is set down. And we witness the strange work of God in this act of crucifixion, in this act of being turned over. The scriptures talk about God's strange seasons. The prophets talk about the alien work of God, the strange doings of God, talking about the destruction of the kingdoms of Israel and Judea, talking about war coming in and overrunning the kingdoms of the people, and seeing God in this, in a hidden, weird, strange way, calling God alien or masked. And here, in the season of Lent, we enter into this strange season around this strange symbol of the cross that we know so well that we often round off the hard edges of it and forget just how strange it was for the one who we worship to go and be completely and ultimately exposed. My professor of systematic theology, Vitor Vestale, writes in his book, The Scandalous God, that the hidden God is masked, and the mask is reflective, reflecting as if a mirror ourselves back at us. When God feels absent, when the work of God feels strange, when we wonder where God is in the goings-on of our lives and of our world, it's in those times where God really reveals to us who it is that we are. Looking in that mirror on the masked face of God, seeing ourselves reflected back, we realize that it is not God who is exposed on the cross, but ourselves, humanity. What's exposed is what people were willing to do, the lengths that people, humans, were willing to go to try and exert their power. These strange seasons are the revealing seasons. But they're not the only seasons. We also have those times of birth, of healing, of building up, of laughter, of dancing, of embracing, of finding, of sowing, of mending, of loving, of peace. Those seasons are the ones that the seasons that are strange make way for, clear the ground for, prepare the earth for. And out of the compost of the strangeness of life, new things can yet grow. In the seasons of change, we see who we are. And in the seasons of growth, we find who God is. As a congregation, we are in a season of change. Pastor Pear talked about how one of the unique things of this Lenten service is that you get both of us. And how strange it is to say that and be collecting names for a call committee. Because this will be the last Lent we are both here. And that is really weird to say. And strange. But in the strangeness of this season, I do trust that God is at work. And that our opportunity in this season is to learn and know even more clearly who it is that we are. We are a people of God, healed to be whole, loved to be bold, and freed for the joy of Christ, our mission says. In this time, let us lean into that being that God has made us to be, trusting that even in this time of weird change, of disruption, and feeling like so much chaos is afoot, that God is the master of it all. Amen.
Ulster's hymn 329, "For As the Sun with Longer Journey." 329.